Okay, today is Daf Lamed Tes. We'll start with Daf Lamed Ches Lamed Beis. We'll start with the bottom. The bottom of Lamed Ches Lamed Beis. Let's start from. No, today is Lamed Tes. Lamed Tes. Right, today is Lamed Tes. We do Lamed Vav on Thursday. Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, Lamed Tes. Okay, let's learn. Let's start from four lines from the bottom. Four lines from the bottom. Masiv Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel. Yirokos, the Gemara is the middle of a sugya. The sugya is shlokos. The shlokos are vegetables that are cooked for a prolonged period of time. The question is, what bracha do you make on these type of vegetables? Do you make bari pri adama? Or being that they have been cooked for a prolonged period of time, they have been nishtana, they have changed, their form has changed, and now we make a bracha, shaha kol niyeh bidvil. So this is a machlegis. So the more now is asking a question, we're moving a right one or another. Masiv rav, yitzhak bar shuvel, yiroka shahadam, yitzhak bar shuvel, yitzhak bar pesach. What are the vegetables a person can use to make the mitzvah of mora on Pesach? So, with regard to the yiroka, she'odom yoytze b'hem yidei chavos Pesach, yoytze b'hem, you can yoytze with the vegetable itself, with the kelach, and with the stalk, shalohen, avoloi kivushin, but not pickled, they're soaked in brine. Veloy shalukin, that's really what we need for Gemara, if they've been cooked for a prolonged period of time, veloy mevushal, even if for a short period of time. Even the bigger chiddush, the difference between shaluk and mevushal is mevushal means it's been cooked in water for a short period of time. Shaluk means it's been cooked in water for a very long period of time. It's become soft, extremely soft. So what does it say here? It says that you cannot use these vegetables for maror. And the Gemara assumes the ikar. The Gemara assumes the here assumes the ravi salk edechem bimbul sayukam. If you think like the opinion that says that the bracha remains the same, if you have a raw vegetable, you make a bari pri adama. If you cook it, you make a bari pri adama. It's the same bracha. So just like the bracha is the same lechayra when it comes to maror, it should be the same. There should not be any difference. The ikar is the bracha. The bracha is a gilui on what is the mahus of this object. If it's good for a hadama, it's still called a yarak. It can be used for the mitzvah of moror. So shaluk da my loy. So it must be right that the fact that that's a different bracha, the fact that you cannot use it for mor must be an indication that the bracha is shahakoil. So we have a raya to our shiloh. What bracha do you make on cooked vegetables? The Moror says no, it's not a raya. BMS, I'll tell you the bracha is hoadama. And also, why then can you not use it for moror? There's another in the marashani hasan didn't tam moror v'leka. Even if you will find me a vegetable which is a hoadama, that's not sufficient. By moror es chayim, you have matzah morim yochlu kashvei kachu. It has to be bitter. I think that once you cook it for a prolonged period of time, you remove the bitterness from the vegetable. It's no longer fit. So this is not relevant. We have asked the kasha. We have asked the kasha. The maskon is this is not relevant to the sugya of shahakol versus huadama. Next, right. No, so the Gemara at this point has not yet given the answer. Has not yet given the answer. Halacha
l'maisa? The Gemara is just saying that Gemara, it's not
a raya. You can say both ways. The Gemara is just saying that you cannot bring a raya from the case of Mara. The bottom line, one thing is clear. You cannot use vegetables that have been cooked for Mara. The question is, why not? Is it because it's no longer a hadama? Or is it because it's lost its bitterness? So it's not relevant to the sugya what brach. That we have not yet resolved. I'm there, Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yochanan Hechim Varchal Zaismach. In the past, in the previous Gemara, the Gemara discussed this in the Gemara made mention that Rabbi Yochanan, when he ate a zayis, he ate one single zayis and he made a baracha acharoina. He made an alhoet. So we know that you do not make a baracha acharoina unless you have a shear. You can make a baracha rishoina, that of course, even on a mashahu, but you cannot make a baracha acharoina unless you have a shear. So you have to have a shear of a zman. That's why many times, if you drink a cup of coffee in more than a period of 9 minutes, for sure, even more than 2 minutes, it's really a suffic baracha. You don't make a bare nefashos because it's not consumed. So it's all machlokes. So what is a kedei achilas pras? Either between swimming, between different opinions, between 2 minutes and 9 minutes. So already after 2 minutes, according to many many paiskim, it's really a son of brachas lahakel. You do not make, if you don't drink the shir of a revis within 2 minutes, it's already sakav liyomek a burin of fashas. If you drink a very hot cup of coffee, and you drink it that slowly to shir revis, you drink a very cold cup of coffee, or towards the end, where that's on the shalom. But that's not for now. But the point of the here is, you have to have a that's the zman. There's also a shir in volume. If you don't need the shir, you cannot make it. So the question is, how can it be that Rabbi Yochanan, he made a bracha, hechem bracha al zayis moliach, on a salted zayis, kevin de shkila ligar ine, but of course it goes without saying they removed the seed from the olive before the olive was consumed. It's not edible. Now the shear is the shear of an olive with its seed is a moshel, is a volume that's used to measure other foods. But if you're eating the olive itself, if you remove the seed, you do not have a volume of the olive itself because it's an olive minus its seed. So we learned before that he actually ate a real zayit. The whole issue was it was salted, it was pickled, and the question is, does this change its shear? And the Gemara would write the fact that he ate it as zayis and he made an alcho eitz, not a bari nefashos. That was the Gemara's shiloh. What bracha did he make? Did he make bari nefashos? Did he make an alcho eitz? That's a raya. That just because you pickle something, it does not change its bracha acharoina. But the point the Gemara over here is making is he is asking a side question. How can he make coin to one side, even a bari nefashos or an alcho eitz? You have less than the shear because when you remove the seed, you don't have the shear. So batzul shiur, you have less than the shear. The Gemara answers amalei amalei. So they set in mi sovras kezayis godol binon kezayis beinoni beinon v'ho'ika. The Gemara says that when we made this shear of the kezayis, that's a kezayis beinoni. There are different size olives. There are jumbo, there are small, and there are medium. The shear zayis that we use l'chol hatorah kula, all isumar kishir kezayis, is a zayis beinoni, not a zayis gadol. Misavat kezayis gadol binum kezayis beinoni v'ahu dais l'chamid Rabbi Yochanan, and the olive Rabbi Yochanan ate that was pickled, that was salted zayis godol hava, was an extra large zayis. Therefore, the afgav de shaklu ligari nusay, even though they removed the seed, pashlu shiur, you will still left with a zayis, and that it's non zayis shemuloi katam le godol elabeinoini. The shit that's used to not calculate all these sumshim b'tav this here's kazayis is not large, not small beinoini. Vzehu agoyri, it's called in Chazal zayis agoyri. The amri v'amar b'yavo loy agoyri shmu. That's not its real name. That was just a nickname. That's not the real name. It's Avroiti. That was a middle-sized zayis shemo. The Amila, some say Samroisi shemo. V'lom nikro shemo agoy. Why did they call it agoyri? Shesham noy ogur b'soychay. Its oil is stored. Is stored b'soychay. It's mezumin lots. Rashi says mezumin lots. She'enu nivla b'pri kemashke tapuchim v'tusim elo ogur kemashke anavim. These type of olives, it just appears that when it's a regular sized olive, then it's like a grape. A grape, there's juice. It's not like compare the nature, the texture of the basar of a grape to an apple. An apple, the juice is not really. It's not. You can't really sense it. You have to pulverize it to extract. I once saw how they made apple juice. It's fascinating how they make apple juice. It goes through many what?
Straining.
A lot of straining, a lot of pounding, a lot less work goes into producing grape juice than goes into producing apple juice. Because apple juice, the liquid is all part of the basar, whereas the grape juice, it's all good. So that's over here, we mean these olives, these middle-sized olives, the juice, the oil of the olive is equivalent to the way the juice of a grape is stored within, which means that it's loose. It's very loose, does not require much pressing. But the point the Gemara wants to make is, it's called in Zayas Agari, when we calculate an aleph, l'chol ha-tarkul of all of the isurim, the shear for all isurim, the shear is a middle-sized aleph. The aleph, the Rabbi Yochanan, the salted, the pickled aleph Rabbi Yochanan ate, was an extra-large size aleph. Therefore, even when they remove its pit, what we're left over is exactly the size of a middle-sized aleph, and that's why he was able to make either a bari nefashos, according to one opinion, or aloates, according according to the other opinion. Okay, so that ends this sugya. Next sugya. Neima kitanas. Now the Gemara goes back and lets Gemara wants to go back and prove the answer. What's the halacha when it comes to vegetables that have been cooked for a prolonged period of time? What bracha do we make? Do we make huadama or do we make shahakal? So the Gemara wants to illustrate this with a ma'isa. Neima kitanas. It's a machlokes tanaim. What's the story? The Hanan trade tell me there were two students. Tahavi Yasek Hamidab the Bar Kapara that was sitting before Bar Kapara in Yeshiva. Heviu Lufon of Kruv Vidor Maskin Upargios. Three different things. Kruv is carob. Okay, whatever that is.
Cabbage.
Vidor Maskin, that's what relevant to our sugi. This was it's a certain type of vegetable that was cooked. Sholok. That's our case. Durmaskin, what does Rashi say? Durmaskin afhein shalokas. It's the last wide line of Rashi on the top. It's a type of vegetable that's been cooked for a prolonged period of time. Me'esef from grass, shakir, whatever that is. Kachli sebefu shashabokam shalabin yitzok brabi huda. Avulkan perish perunish. So basically the point is whatever it is a certain type of vegetable that has been cooked for a prolonged period of time. And this is the issue. Is the bracha shahakol or is the bracha hoadama? And the third thing was the paragios, that's meat. Okay, paragios are pieces of meat. Rashi says they're not meat. I'm sorry, it's bird, fowl, poultry. Bas besar oif. Okay, shakarin pardiria, whatever that is. It's a certain type of fowl, poultry. Three different. Now it's clear as day. The crew of the carib is bari pri huadama. Right, that's clear as day, and it's clear as day the paragios is shahakoil. But the kruv was, what about the kruv? What about the kruv? Wait.
The cabbage?
I didn't think about this. The cabbage, this is problem that was story.
Prunes, according to Rashi, which is there.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is it?
Prunes, the second one. You said
that's Damascus. That's Damascus.
Yeah,
spinach? Okay, whatever these, okay, whatever. All we need to know for now is. No, the kruv was also shalak. I mean, I'm sorry, the kruv, the cabbage. The cabbage was also cooked, okay? So it wasn't raw cabbage. Right? That's also part of our shayla. There are three items of food. One is poultry. That's clear as day, the bracha is shahakov. The other two items were vegetables, kruv, cabbage, and dor mask. And it's not important to know exactly what it is. It's just a vegetable, and both of these things, the kruv and the dor maskin, were cooked for a prolonged period of time. And this is the issue. Is it shahakol or is it huadama? He put it down in front of the Talmidim. And he said to the Talmidim, so Nosin Makapar Rishus, he gave Rishus le'echad mehen levorech. He told them, if you want, I'm giving you permission, here's the meal, here is your lunch, you make the bracha. And it appears in those days, the one that made the bracha was Maitzi, the other people, everyone. One person made the bracha, everyone ate some, and they all ate. Kofatz. So one of the students jumped. He jumped. It appears it was Shloim Der Charetz. He didn't ask Rishus. We always say Rishus. Maybe make a bracha in the presence. We make Kiddush in the presence of someone else. The minig is always to say Berishus. So he did not say Berishus. That's why here it's called Kofatz. Could be this one of the Makaris why one must say Berishus. Kofatz. Uberach. Al Hapar Giois. And the student made the bracha on the meat, on the poultry. Which is, he made a bracha shahakol. Everyone knows in cheder that when you have in front of you two different types of food, what bracha do you make? One is adama and one is shahakol. You make adama. See, the children know, the younger ones know, the adults are forgot. But you make very pre adama. That's one of the things you learn in cheder. And the student jumped, and he made on the meat, which is shahakol. Ligleg olav chaveroi. The other student mocked him. He laughed at him. Period. That was the story. So now the Rebbe was very upset. Koas barakapara. He was upset. He got angry. Amar, he said, "Who am I upset at? I'm not upset at the one who made the bracha. I'm upset at the one who was mocking, who was making late sonis. Loi al hamavarech anikos. I'm not angry at the person who made the bracha. Ella al hamalagleg anikos. I'm angry at the person who was laughing." Just because your friend never had meat before, does that mean ato alma lig lagita. I love why are you making fun. So it appears, and you read the Gemara very simply, and not necessarily pshat, that the one who made the bracha, the one who made the bracha on meat, he was chaviv. Meat was poultry was chaviv to him. Why? Simply, I'm just guessing. Doesn't say this. He was poor. He never had in his family poultry. He never had chicken. He never had it. He only his whole life he had vegetables. So now they brought out a delicacy, and for him it was a delicacy. It was chaviv. It was precious. So he wanted to eat the thing that was chaviv first. So the other student, who for him was no big deal, he lived a life of wealth. And him, he had a chicken every single day, so he had, didn't make it. It wasn't him anything special. So he just looked at it objectively. You made the wrong bracha. So ligleg
in the wrong order.
In the wrong way. The wrong order. Correct. So he said. Therefore, he said you have no right to make litzah to laugh at your friend if your friend he never had basar, and for him it's something which is exciting to eat this, and that's why he jumped to make the bracha first on this before the other thing. It clouded his vision, whatever reason.
Is it wrong or not?
What? It was wrong. Well, let's see. Well, first of all, midos. He first gave Musa that it's not that whatever. We'll get to the halacha in a moment. That we'll get to the second student. But the first thing he was upset about was chavis halavavis. He was giving Musa to the student. How dare you laugh at your friend just because your friend never had besar oif, and that's why he could not control himself. He first made the bracha. That's not nice of you to make late sonis. Loi im chavercha ela malagani chayim. What right do you have to live in him? Then Baraka Par said, not only am I upset at the student who is laughing, who is making litzanis, I'm angry at the one who made the bracha, the student who jumped because he made the bracha in the wrong order. V'yamar. Let's get going. Im chokhma ein kan, zikne ein kan. In other words, it's a very tough shaila here. I tested you. I put in front of you vegetables that have been cooked for a prolonged period of time, which is a very big question. Is it shahakol? Is it hoadama? And basar. And basar is shahakol. So you got a tough shaila here. Don't you think you should ask me? I'm a little bit older than you. You're just young students. Where's the derech eretz? I'm older. So what's the answer? The answer is that you, my students, don't consider to me any wiser than you. You consider to me an am haaretz. Okay. Even if you're right, chokhma ein kan, I am not more of a chokhma than you, but I'm a little bit older than you. I have experience. So if you have experience counts for chokhma. Even though you may not be wise to understand the reasons, but you've been around, you've seen how things are done. That says a lot. That's worth a lot. So chokhma ein kan, zikne ein kan. Even though you do not consider me to be wise, know what to do in the first instance, but I'm at least older than you. You should ask me. So he's upset. Tani v'lan b'raiso shneim lo hiltziyu shnasan. Both of these students did not live out their year. Okay, what that means is not clear. They did not live, but they died. They died that year because the Talmud Chacham Bar Kapara, his when he gets upset, it makes a roshim. All right, whatever that means. That's a very 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 harsh. It's a harsh statement. It's hard to understand what it means, but we have to accept it. My lab, Hakam of Gina. Now let's go deeper. Delve. The Gemara now enters, and the Gemara enters deeper into the issue. What's the issue? The Mavarich Savar, the one who made the bracha, he held the Shlokos Ufar Giyos Shahakol Niabidvaray. The one that made the bracha shak on the meat, because he held that being that it's Shlokos, the Kruv, and the Dor Maskin have been cooked for a prolonged period of time, the bracha is Shahakol. And the meat is shahakol. Everything is equal. When everything is equal, which one comes first? What's the order? Chaviv, the one that you cherish more. Shakol yebidvaru mehilchadif or chavadif. When I was left, and what did he think? Shalokos bebar piradama. He was of the opinion that no, even though it's been cooked for a long period of time, still it retains the milsei koi. It retains its original status. The brach is going to be bar piradama, and memela the besar oif. And a choice between shahakol and bar priyadama, shlokas bar priyadama, par giyos shahakol bedvaro hilchol. Therefore, peiro odif, you make a buri pri adama. So now what's really amazing about this Gemara is, on the Gemara, these are two Talmidim, on the Gemara starts, so the Gemara says, lema kitanoi. The Gemara considers these two students who did not live out their year to be on the madreg of Tanoim. Isn't that amazing? The fact the Gemara records this machlokes and refers to these two people as Tanoim indicates that we consider these two Talmidim to be mamish on the madreg of Tanoim. So the Gemara says loy, it's not the pshat. The Gemara says it's not the machlokes. The kuliyam will tell you shlokos of argio shakol niyeh bidvarei. Will, if you want, I'll tell you it's not a right. Everyone really can hold the Berger Shahakal. So what then were they arguing? The Hacha have a new machlekes, new way to understand the machlekes of Hacha b'hais for Kamilugi. Mar Sava Chav Adif, the one that laughed said, the one that made the bracha was Chavif. He enjoyed the Basari first. Umar Savar Honu Sara Kruv Adif, the Kruv that was cooked for a long period of time comes just why? Dezoyin, because it satiates. The Gemara is telling us the Yisoid, Besar Oif is not Zoyin, does not satiate. You're still hungry after you eat Besar Oif until you have a little Kruv or a little dar maskin. And therefore, that's why he held that you should still make the shahakol on the thing that's zoyin before you make the bracha on the object that is chaziv. Okay, so therefore, the Gemara at this point does not conclude with an answer. The Gemara leaves it hanging what bracha we make on shalakos. I do believe Allah Almighty, so we make a hadama, if not mistaken. Don't quote me on that.
What?
No, that's the order. That's the order. I'm talking about Allah Almighty, what bracha you make on shlokos and vegetables that have been cooked. You make hadama. If I'm not mistaken, we make hadama. Okay, I'm pretty sure. You make hadama, but then the halacha ma'aseh, we deal with halacha, because then this far is not accepted, as far as I remember, if I'm not mistaken, is that when it comes to brachos, anything which has the same bracha, then halacha ma'aseh, itaki make chavif. Not like the svar the Gemara here says, of zoin. I don't think we accept that. Let's go right. I'm going to say, new sugya. Garli means the heads of turnips. The lifta is a lifta, so turnip. Parminhu perimo rabba. If you cut it into big pieces, it's still nikar that this is a piece of a turnip. So then what bracha do you make? Bore pri hoadama. But let's say prima zuta, let's say you cut the teeny little pieces into powder, then shakol niya bidvur, then you make a shahakol. V'chiasol be Rav Yehuda amulan, we came to Rav Yehuda, he told us, idi v'idi bari pri adama, even if you go and you break the teeny little pieces, you make a bari pri adama. V'chai dipar minu tfei, and this that it has been pulverized into powder, into nothing, and not really powder, to small pieces, kihechi dinamtik taime, that it should taste better. By chopping up vegetables into very, very small pieces, it brings out the flavor. That's what they do in all these dishes. They chop the vegetables into very small pieces, it brings out, they add it into the dish, it brings out more flavor. But it's still nicker, and therefore you make a bore pri hadama. Halacha l'mayis is very complicated, because if it's small pieces, you definitely make a bore pri hadama. But what happens if you pulverize something into powder? Like what about, like, they make, there's a whole shiloh, what?
Apples. Two types.
It's
the really thin one.
And what bracha do you make on that?
I would think there's shahakol.
It's very complicated.
The one
where
you see the pieces a little bigger.
Then you make bracha. Correct. So I remember from years ago. We quote from memory there. Yeshav Moshe, you have potatoes. They take potatoes and they make it into potatoes. It's been restored. But let's say you take potatoes and they make it into the powder. And they ask them theoretically, what bracha do you make? And then you take this powder, and then you make it into mashed potatoes that's cut from powder. So Moshe says, he told him, as I remember, I might make a mistake, but he said, you make a shahakal. Then they showed it to him. And he said, no, you make a adama. because it's been reconstituted to such a degree that it looks like mamish. It looks like kilu. It was mashed potatoes. Even though this has come from a powder where the potato has been pulverized to the smallest. So he said that since it's been reconstituted to what looks mamish like was before, then mainly you make already a borei pri ho'adama. There are every type of food has to be judged separately. It's extremely complicated food technology. And cornflakes come from, there are two different types of corn. I remember when I was in yeshiva, so there were two different types of cornflakes. Kellogg's, you buy the better quality cornflakes, they do not pulverize the corn to the point where it's a powder. The better quality cornflakes, it's just crushed into a mesh, then it's a hadama. But then there are the cheaper brands, the yeshivisha brands, where it's made, the corn is made into a powder, and it's reconstituted into what looks like cornflakes. Those, I think most poskim say you make a shahako. Okay, then the chiluke deos. Everybody, these time has, but this is where it all comes from. This you have to learn to shayva. I don't know. What?
This is the sugya.
This is the sugya. Yeah.
That's why I say mazaynis on Pesach on the cookies.
No, that's it's matzah meal. Only this matzah meal. There, it's not from what? 90% of the stuff is shahako. Only if it comes from matzah meal, then you have. They do that a lot now. They use a lot of matzah meal. Okay. Amar Avashi, ki avir be'af kahana, amulon tavshila the silka. New shayl. This is also very negilach l'mayis. Very complicated. So the shayl the silka beets. The loy mabshu be'kimcha. They do not add flour. They do not. They don't need a lot. Mabshu beets don't add a lot. A small amount of flour is it. Oh, so you have mezoinos and you have ho'adama. What bracha do you make? What's the ikar? Boire pri adama. But the liftable, you have turnips. The mabshu, the silka beets, they add a very small amount of flour. But the lifta, the mabshu buhu kimcha, when they add a lot of flour, tvei, then you make a boire mine mezoinos. Then you make venus chayzer v'hodo amar, and this brought down in v'hodo amar, Idi v'idi bori pri adama. They both may work pri adama. V'chayi d'shadu be'kimcha tvei, and this they add timcha tvei to kimcha tvei lidabuke b'mu avlei. They're not doing it to give taste. They're not doing it for taste. They're just doing it as a lidabuke b'mu avdilei. Just what does Rashi say? His exact words. They're doing it. There is no Rashi. They're doing that. Should stick together. Very, very common. It's a very short. What bracha do you make on schnitzel? On a piece of schnitzel. So it's breadcrumbs on the outside and it's chicken on the inside. What bracha do you make on southern fried chicken?
It's not always breadcrumbs.
What?
It's nuts.
What? Okay. Let's say it's bread crumb. But let's say it's bread crumb. Okay, the mizonos. It's not lidbuke. Here it's not lidbuke. It's a crust. It's not what the Gemara says. So it's a big machlekes hapoyiskim. I remember hearing a shiur from Zev Smith here. He will give shiur over here. So I spoke to him at length about this a long time ago. So he told me, me'ikur hadin, you should make a mizonos. On solid fried chicken and schnitzel, there's nothing to talk about. I'll pee the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, on the outside. You have mezoinos and you have shahakol. Together, you make the ikar is the mezoinos. It's not lidbuke ba'alma. It's an enhancement. It's something which just tastes. If you make corn chips, okay, but let's say it's breadcrumbs. So he told me that the ikar hadin you should make a mezoinos.
The minuk,
yeah, the whole thing. One bracha. The minuk ha'olam is to make a shahagol.
Make both.
That's what he told me.
I make both.
Not so posh. You have to make both. You have to know. You should lechatchila to avoid shah. You have to have two of them. You have a shahagol and a mezoinos. Okay, it's very. There are a lot of. There's a big shyless, tough shyless. I don't know. I'm not prepared.
Eggplant, you know the same thing.
Fake eggplant. It looks like liver.
Okay, I'm talking about the real thing. We're not talking about fake. We're talking about the real deal. The real deal. Real southern fried chicken. Real southern fried chicken. Right? They used to sell this in Kosher Delight. I haven't had southern fried chicken in years. Okay. Let's go weiter. Rav Chista. Tavshil shel trodin. The tavshil of turning the Gemara is a divrei agada. A tavshil of beets. Yafel lelev, it's good for the heart. V'toyv l'rem, it's good for the eyes. V'kol shchein l'brinayim, it's certainly good for the stomach. Amen. Abayi v'hud yosef abay tofi. It's on the top of the oven. In other words, in the oven, ancient times, today all the ovens, they pride themselves that the heat is evenly distributed in all the modern ovens. They have right such good ovens, they have one big basket, you can put the food anywhere you want, it's all the same. But in ancient times, it wasn't all the same. It all depends, you get a good spot. You don't go in Gehenna, there are different parts of Gehenna. There's the hot part, and there's the cool part. In the ovens, there's the part that's right on top of the fire, and there's a part on the side. If you get lucky, you go to the side, you don't get so hot.
Gehenna is not necessarily hot.
Okay, but if it has to sit, it has to sit. If you want, in order that this tavshal trodden should be good for the heart and good for the eyes and for the stomach, it has to sit directly above the fire. Directly above the fire is where the pots is the setting place for the main pots. Not on the side, not inside the oven, not on the sides, but on the center where all of the heat is intensified. And who the yosef that's abay tafe means on the top where the pots are put, the center where the fire concentrates, and it makes sounds. You hear those the bubbling sound. When it's cooking, it's bubbling. And it has that sound, you know that this dish is very healthy. It's simple to me. What about basically vegetable soup? We're discussing your thick vegetable soup where it is a mamoshes. And it comes from, so you take beets. Maya this silka. Beets have been cooked in water. Kisilka, the brach is bore prihua dama. Maya de lifta, turnips, same thing, water, kilifta dama, you can lift it, you make bore prihua dama. Maya de kulashalka, kulashalka, all vegetables, any vegetable, carrots, anything you have. If it's thick, there's a mamoshos, you make bore prihua dama. Bore papa, what a maya de shivta? Shift is called sheva. Sheva is a certain type of grass, a grain. Could be which normally is used for animal fodder.
Is this even without the pieces inside?
Yes, even without the pieces. Correct. That's right. Even just the water.
Thick.
Let's make it very simple. Thin, you're getting into shayla. Some say no. It's colored water. It's flavored water. It's thick. There's a mamosh. There's a thickness. What's the shear? I do not know. But let's assume there is a consistency. There is some thickness to this water, and the carrots, the celery, and the turnips and the beets are gone. The ikur, you pull them out. You pull out the celery sticks there. But the water has a thickness to it. It has a thickness. That water, you make a bore prihua dama. It's not just called flavored water. It's called a soup. It's called some type of porridge. And you make a bore adama. Now the shal now what? Because all of those things give flavor. The ikur yisayid is something which gives flavor, so imparts its flavor with the mamashos, you make a bore adama. But what about sheves? Sheves, I don't know what it is. It's some type of vegetables. What was it?
Dill.
Dill. Okay, I don't even know what dill is. I'm ignorant. Dill.
Spice.
Pickles?
Not
dill pickles.
No, dill.
It's some type of herb or vegetable.
Right, herb.
An herb, okay? Now the shayla is, here's the shayla. Is dill was put into dishes. It was put into different types of, but the question is, it was not necessarily put into the dish to give the dish flavor. It was used as an ingredient or some type of object to withdraw, to remove, to absorb the foul zuhama, a froth, or some type of foul byproduct of a dish. Sometimes you put in vegetables, you know, you put in the average cook, you put in things into the dish. These things should enhance the dish. But there's such a thing, you have to ask an expert chef. You put in certain things into a dish to withdraw the impurities of the dish. Typically, these are done on top. They take certain types of a dough and spread on top, and the dough absorbs the froth. But here, you're actually putting into the dish this thing called dill, and then after it cooks, you take it out. And the Gemara now is presenting a svar. The only reason why it's really done is not to impart its flavor, but to withdraw the impurities that are found in the dish. Now, if that's the case, if there's a byproduct which the dill does zalf to some degree and leave over some mamoshros in the water, it's not, you don't make a borei pri adama. You make a shahakol, because it's not something which is, it's not its original form. You only make a bracha on the ikur when it's been turned into a soup, when the ikur has given flavor. But when the ikur has done something different, that's been destroyed, it's dissolved, and it was only meant to withdraw, not to give, then already it's been shtana from its original tzura, it's not done something positive, then mainly you make a shahakol. That's our dilemma. So one more time. So mai the shifta, the water that comes from cooking for a long time, shifta mai limsuke time of the avdei, does it come to give flavor? Oil avure zuhamo avdala, and the mail of the bracha will be bari pri. The bracha will be bari pri a shakol niyevro toshma hasheves. So that we live a life from the love of truma. Truma, you have sheves. So sheves is only made of bottom, but still it's the din of truma.
What sheves?
Sheves dill. We're saying it's dill. Some type of herb. Sheves, mishnidna tam bikadera. You take sheves and you put it into the pot. Ein ba mishum truma. So the sheves, now when you take it out of the pot, the sheves, the leftover sheves, there's no longer din truma on the sheves, because it no longer has tam. It has given over. It's given up. It's gone. It's dead. Ve'ena mit tamo tumas oichlim, no longer does it have the status of an oichl after it's done its job. So what do we take from this? It says we take from the loshon mishenitna tam bekedera. Once it gives over its flavor, so we learn here that sheves does have tam, and it's derech to give the tam over to something else. So we have a raya shmamna, we have a raya over here limsuke taima ovdilo. We have a clear raya that sheves indeed gives over tam shmamino. We have a raya the bracha will be bar pri adama, just like we learn by truma gives over tam, and mainly we know when it comes to brachas it's giving over flavor. So the mamosha, a soup, a porridge that has mamoshes of dill, the bracha will be done. Next, I'm going to have a barashi pass tsunuma new sugya. Sugya of a bracha on a piece of bread. Now we make a bracha on a piece of bread. Here's the dilemma. You have a piece of bread that's shalem, that's complete, a bulkala. It's a dover choshev. The Shabbos, you want lechem mishnah. We have a pegima. It's no longer, you no longer yotz lechem mishnah. You have to have lechem mishnah. So let's say you have a bulkala, that's shalem, and now it's during the week, not on Shabbos, you make a bracha. Are you mechuyev to make the bracha when it's shalem? In other words, what do you really want to do with this piece of bread? It's dry. You want to soak it in the soup. That's what you want to do. But if I take the bulk and I put it in the soup, it's going to dissolve. It will no longer be shalem. Then when I'll recite the bracha, hamoytzi lechem min haaretz, I'm making a bracha on an object that's choser, that's peguma, that's a prusa. Prusa means a piece. It's no longer shalem. Am I mechuyev to make a bracha on a dover that's shalem before it dissolves? So pas tsunuma, it means it's dry. It's a very dry piece of bread, bikara, and I want to put it into a soup. No problem. Go right ahead. Put it into the soup, and by doing so, it's going to dissolve. And the bread in those days wasn't like our bread. Today, you put a piece of bread, you take a bulk, and put it into the soup. It's not going to dissolve so quickly. It'll just be soaked. It'll be a complete piece of bulk, just soaked. But it appears their bread was different. It crumbled very, very easily. So you put the bread into the soup. That's it. It's gone. So no problem. Go right ahead. Who's holding you back? Bekara mivarchin oleha hamoitzi moitzi lechem neretz. Now, he has a compromise. We'll see that. Let me just tell you Rava. Let me jump ahead. On the moment we learn Rava, Rava says, no way. You make the Birchas Hamoitzi on a piece of, on a loaf of bread, a pulka, that's sholem. The bracha deserves a complete loaf, not a broken piece.
See, the problem, because it's not a complete piece of bread, or because it dissolves and it doesn't have a name of the bread on it?
No, it has bread on it. It does have bread. Just because it dissolves, it's still called bread. It's just not sholem.
You need to make a bread.
That's the Gemara's question. That's halacha. So you don't. But the Gemara's question is at this point, we are familiar with the halacha. That's a very big problem. You learn Gemara, you don't even anything, you always brainwash with what you do. So what you do only came to be after a long discussion in Shulchan Aruch and all the Rishonim, the Gemara and the Rishonim and the Rambam, until it got down to the Halacha L'maaseh. What you do, it went through a long process. But right now the Gemara is discussing the Makar. The Makar is you have a piece of bread. You have a loaf of bread, a complete bulka, a complete shalem. Does the Birchas HaMotzei require that the bracha be made on a davar shalem, or are you allowed to make the bracha even on a prusa? So let me tell you Rava. Rava says you must make the bracha on a shalem. You have a bulka, you make a bracha, HaMotzei Lechem in Aretz, then you can break it into pieces and put into the soup, do whatever you want with it. Now there's a problem with that. What's the problem? There's a hefsek between the bracha and the achila. I make the bracha, HaMotzei Lechem in Aretz. I'm not going to eat the way it is, it's too dry. I'm going to choke if I eat this piece of bread the way it is. I have to dip it into some liquid. But by putting it into some liquid, it's going to break apart into different pieces. It doesn't, so there's a hefsek. I make my bracha, HaMotzei Lechem in Aretz, I then put it into the soup and it dissolves. There's a hefsek. So that's not a good idea. So what's the other idea? The other idea is put it first in the soup, let it dissolve, and I'll take a little piece, a little shtickle, and I'll make a HaMotzei Lechem in Aretz. That's also no good, because I make a bracha on a prusa, on a piece, not on a davar shalem. What's the compromise? Compromise is make the bracha, start the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam, when it's complete. And as I say the words, HaMotzei Lechem min Haaretz, then already begin to cut it. Then already, while I'm saying HaMotzei, dip it into the soup. So it's a compromise. The bracha at least started out on a davar shalem, and by the time I eat it, I finish the bracha, I'm not being mafsik, because the moment I finish the bracha, it's ready to eat, it's already been absorbed the liquid, it's crumbled, absorbed the liquid, so there's a... So this is the middle opinion of Rabbi Chiya. So one more time, three opinions. I'm Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, three opinions. I'm Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, pasnum dry bread. You want to dip it in a dish, in a soup. Dip it into the soup first and let it crumble. It's okay. Rabbi disagrees. The bracha must conclude im hapas. Now, what does it mean im hapas? Look at Rashi. Birchas hamoitzei im prisas haprutsa min hapas. And the high porus v'oimeru. If the bracha must conclude, but the beginning of the bracha it must be shalem. The key word here is tzarich shetichle. The end of the bracha can be imapas, and you have to add another word to the Gemara, according to Rashi, imprusa shall pass. The end of the bracha can conclude with a piece, a small piece of the pas. But the beginning of the bracha must be recited upon a davar sholem. Unlike the first opinion, Chiya Bar Ashi, that says that the beginning of the bracha can begin even with a prusa. Maskefla Rava. Rava doesn't like any of the above. I disagree with the first opinion, the second opinion. Maishnot Tznuma Dulai. Why is it that Rav Chiya doesn't like Tznuma? You cannot take dry and dip it into the porridge and have it dissolve and then start the bracha. Mishum Dechi Kalya Bracha Prusa Kokalya, because in that case, when the bracha is finished, it finishes on broken pieces. So Al Pasnami Kiko Gamra Aprusa Gamra. So what is Rav Chiya? What is Rav Chiya doing better? When you're dealing with pas, the brahis member of pas, when you start out making HaMotzei and Adavar Shalem, so what? What are you gaining? The bottom, when you're finishing the bracha, the thing's already a prusa. Ella, Omar Rava. Rava disagrees. Rava has his opinion. He says, Mevorech, the best thing is make the bracha on a sholem, make the beginning of the bracha on a sholem, make the end of the bracha on a sholem, the achar kach boitseya, and then break it. Oh, but it's a hefsik? Rava holds, it's not a hefsik. It leads into the next staff. Anything that's with tzarech achila is not called a hefsik. Now, halach l'maisa, what do? So the Gemara tells all these different stories. Nahar doy avdeik Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya was very popular. Pshar was very popular. To start off on a shalem, and then in the middle of the bracha, dip it into the porridge and it'll break into pieces, and the gemara, the tichle, the end of the bracha will be on a prusa. Rabbanon, no, avdi kirava. The entire bracha from beginning to end was said on a sholem. Amar Ravina, Amar Liye, my mother told me, avucha, your father, avid kavuchia, your father did like a vuchia. He did like a vuchia, he made the pshara. The beginning was sholem and the end was prusa. Only the end of the bracha imapas, but the beginning can be a mashalim. Rabban avdi kirava, v'hilchasa kirava. The Gemara paskins like this talk about in Shulchan Aruch. Everything is done in a shalim. Kirava diyamar mevorech v'achar kach. Let's say if you have in front of you a shalim, if you do have a shalim, you make a bracha on the shalim, and then you break. Don't go and destroy. It's chashu for the bracha. The bracha should be recited on an object that is shalim. Itmar hidulof. Now the Gemara now discusses another on new shalim. Hidulof neim pesitz mishlim. You have in front of you two different pieces of bread. One piece of bread is a crumb. It's a broken piece. Ushleimin. And the other piece of bread is shalem. Is there an inyan to make a bracha on the shalem over the broken piece? In other words, it doesn't make one bit of a difference. He holds there is no naila whatsoever. He's following the first opinion of Chibar Ashi, the previous staff. There is no naila whatsoever making a bracha on a whole piece over a small piece. It doesn't make a difference. What? No. Piece of seis. No. That's the next piece of Gemara. Let's assume now they're the same size. They're relatively speaking the same size. Okay, we'll see. Your question will hold for one moment. The Gemara is going to discuss your question. Rabbi Yochanan says shleima mitzvah minamufchar. He disagrees. He holds no that it's minamufchar. A person lechatchila should make a bracha if he has an option to make a bracha during the week. It's to make a bracha. It's a chashivas for the bracha. It should be recited over shalem mitzvah minamufchar. That's preferred. Doesn't make a difference. You have in front of you a slice of bread and a bulka in front of you, it doesn't make a difference. The Gemara says, no, it does make a difference. It's chosha for the bracha. The bracha should be said on the davar shalem. Now, what about you have in front of you? Let's say you have in front of you two things. Let's say one is wheat bread and the other is barley bread. And the Gemara says, divrei hakoil. There's no disagreement. Everyone agrees to make a bracha on the prusa. Even if the prusa is chitin, in other words, even the madama that says that you should make a bracha on the shalem, it doesn't, that's only when they're both equal, they're both wheat or they're both barley. But if one is barley, even if the barley is the broken piece and the other is wheat, then you make the bracha on the barley, the big bracha on the wheat. The wheat comes first no matter what, even if the wheat is the broken piece. Aval. What?
Barley is
less chashev.
No.
Only barley. Or five different times. The other grains are like barley. Are less chashev. The most chashev grain is wheat. Wheat bread is chashev. Barley bread is like oats and rye and those things. They're not as chashev as wheat. Wheat is the most ordered. The pasuk. So therefore, the ikar is always wheat comes first. Kitanoi. This is not so simple. Here we go. Tarbin. Now here they have the same exact shah when it comes to giving tshuva. You have in front of you a kain. You gotta give tshuva. And I have onions. I have two onions. I can either give him a complete onion, a shalem, or I can give him a sliced onion, which is then exactly the same size. A small onion that's shalem, it has the maila that it's shalem, but the chasar that it's small. Or I can give him a gezunta piece of an onion, has the maila that it is gadol, but the chasaron that it's not a shalem. So which one has kedima over the other? Whatever halacha will apply when it comes to giving tshuva will apply when it comes to making a bracha. That is the Gemara's suggestion. Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Abba ketanei k'terim batzel shal cut and shalem. You can separate as tshuva an onion that's small, that's shalem. That's preferred. Avoloi chatzi botzel gadol. It's better to give the kain one that's shalem, even if it's small, over a large that's chaser. Rabbi Yehuda says loichi doesn't. That's I disagree. Loichi pumtakert el chatzi botzel gadol. If the other one is gadol, it's larger. It's more chashuv, even though it's not shalem. He holds that size is chashuv. My lab. What's not like is the mass of a choshev adif. The second opinion says choshev, if it's larger, something which is larger automatically is choshev. Umar sovar sholei modif. Amlili soit. It's like quality versus quantity. I don't know how you would define it. But he says that godol is a sholem zodif. So now the Gemara is not so simple. Let's clarify this. Hey, chadiga koyin kuli amalei pligi de choshev. Everyone agrees in the Gemara and wants to according to these two opinions. These two opinions are in agreement. But if the koyin is in front of us and he's putting out his hands, everyone agrees you should give him the godol, even though the godol is not sholem, because everyone agrees that godol odif. Where is your machlokes? Keep ligi the leka koyin, and therefore we have to preserve it. That the metzias is a dover shalom, an onion that is shalom, even if it's very small, will be preserved for a longer period of time than an open package. Right? You have a small little bottle, a 16 liter. How many ounces in that Coke? Can of Coke. 12 ounces of Coke is that shalem is better than a 2 liter bottle that's open, because something that has been that's shalem is going to be preserved, that even though it's smaller, longer than something which is gadol that has not, that's incomplete. So therefore, but keep ligi. So wait, one more time over here. What's the machlekes? No, the Mishnah. When the coin is in front of us, everyone here, at least these first two opinions, what's larger? There's no coin term in the sky. What's going to last a long time? That's according to the first two opinions. But now, here's what we need for our Gemara. There's a third opinion. Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Ein Term Ela Min Hayofeh. Even if the Koyein is not here, and it's not going to be preserved as well, it doesn't matter. The Milo of Godol is so important, it outweighs the Milo of Miskayeh. So the Gemara wants to see, we have over here, according to the first two opinions, there is something to Sholem. If something is Sholem, that has a Maila. And the Nafkamin is, where the Koyin is not present, be mafrish the Sholem, even though the Sholem is not Choshev. It's not Choshev. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no! Even if the Koyin is not here, you should put aside the Choshev. So the Gemara wants to take these two approaches and transplant them into the sugya of a bracha. You have in front of you two different loaves of bread. One loaf of bread is sholem, but it's small. The other is gadol, came from a massive challah. It's a half of a massive challah. It's gadol, it's choshev, but it's not sholem. So which one do you make the bracha upon? L'chor is tali nismach like a struma. The one that says that sholem will always win, you make the bracha on the shalom. The one that says that gadol always wins, you make the bracha on the gadol. So Gemara says no, it's fine.
Well, maybe here we can say this gadol by the onion is
sweet. Yeah.
It's sweeter. Big onion, no. Spanish onion.
I could be, maybe it could be. But it's whatever it is, it's gadol, but it's not shalom.
Yeah.
So they said that you have this massive challah from a chasna, and you only have in front of you half of that challah. Half of that challah, it's the size of 20 bulkalach. And you have a bulk in front of you. So what one is choshev, and one is sholem. That's the same exact issue when it comes to truma. One time Rabbi Kiva says, choshev, half that's choshev is more important than sholem. Fine, so this is the machlokes. The Gemara does indeed conclude that this is machlokes tanoim. Then the Gemara says, by the way, under Nachma Yitzchak, v'yor shemayim, there's a person that we are aware of, who's yor shemayim, yoytzid v'shneim, he was yoytzid both. He took the bulka together with half of the big challah, and he put them together, he wrapped the two together, he made a brachu. Man, who's this person? Marbrei de Ravina. The Marbrei de Ravina, maniach prusa b'soich ha-shleima. He took the prusa and he put it in the shleima. However he did that, uboitseya, and he would break on both of them together. That's what he said. This is what the Tana said in front of this Talmud Chacham, saying the presence of Rav Nachman Yitzchak. So Amalei Rav Nachman said to him, Ma Shemecha, what's your name? Amalei Salmon. My name is Salmon. So Amalei, Rav Nachman says, in your name is hidden your midah. You made peace between the two opinions. You made a pshara. You did what? This Yerushmaim, the name is Sholem Atar. Your name represents Salmon as the Sherish of Sholem. The Shalma Mishnah Sech, and your Mishnah is Sholem. Shasamta Sholem Ben Hatalmidim. You made a compromise to put the two together and make a bracha. Amen, Papa. Hakoma, everyone agrees with Pesach. When it comes the night of Pesach, how do you do? We have really three matzahs. Right, we do three matzahs. But really, it's not so posher. You look in Talmud and Hag, you only two matzahs. We have Koy Levi Yisrael. That's really well established. But still, we only have two, right? So you have only the Prusa. What? Minigah Golden two?
Yeah.
So you have just the Sholem and the Prusa. Where's the Lecha Mishnah? Where's the Lecha Mishnah? There's no Lecha Mishnah. Why? Because it's Lechem Oini. I'm going to pop a Kabod in the Pesach. Shemaniach Prusa B'Soch Sholem. Oh, but you need Lecha Mishnah? No, here one is going to be broken. U'Boitzeh my time of Lechem Oini Ksiv. I'm going to have Rababa over Shabbos. Now that's during the week. You have in front of you a choice. Should I make a bracha on a Sholem verse a Prusa? But on Shabbos, you have to have two. Shabbos, Chayavadim, Lovitzoy, Al Shtei, Kervis, Maitaima, Lechem Mishnah. We learn from the Mon, all the Menhagim that we do Friday night, a mapa below, a mapa lamala, the Tal lamata, Tal lamata, all the Menhagim, we can't go through now, all come from the Minog of the Tal, and thereby from the Mon, and the Mon, Vayhi, Bayom HaShishi, Log to Lechem Mishnah, Shneel, Emel, Oechad. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chiyah, let's finish the daf quickly. Amar Rabbi Chiyah, Amar Rabbi Ashi, Chazim Luhule, Leil Rav Tahana, Denaketarte, Botzachada, he took hold in his hands two breads, Botzachada, and he only broke one. Okay, like what we do, we take two breads, you only break one. Rav Zeha, Ki Hava, Botzachula, Sherusa, he was makbet to take the bread that he was planning on eating for the entire meal. He ate a large portion of bread throughout the meal, so he was makbet that when he made the Hamoitzi, all of the bread that he was planning to eat, that meal should be present. The bracha of Hamoitzi should be recited upon that bread. Does not look nice. It looks like gluttony. You're gonna eat such a big portion in one shot. Okay, throughout the meal, you eat a lot of bread, but it appears that you're making the bracha when you can eat at this moment in time. No one eats it for the first moment, such a large portion. In context, everyone knows what I'm doing. I'm not doing this. Everyone knows I don't eat such large portions. During the week, I eat very little. So everyone knows it's not what I'm eating. So what am I doing? I mean, Mechavit Shabbos. Since we're going to have a large meal, and throughout the meal, I'm going to eat small portions over time, I want the bracha should be chal in the beginning on everything. Ravami, Ravasi, Kiavi, Misrami, Lu, Rifta, the Eruva. Eruve Chatzerois. Or Eruve Tuch, Eruve, what did Rashi over here? Eruve, which, everybody asks for Eruve Chatzerois. And the same thing applies for Yom Tov, for Eruve Tavshilin. We know the halacha. Same thing. Deruve Mevarchen Alei Hamaitzi Lechem in Aretz. Amri Hoyl Visavi De Mitzah Chada, Navi De Mitzah Achrite. We use it for one mitzah, we do it for another mitzah. And Lechem Maitzi Yidi by Shalosh Shudis. He's supposed to use it for the matzah, the lechem mishneh Friday night. The different minhagim how to do this. And I forgot what the Mishnah Berurah says. You use it for lechem mishneh Friday night and Shabbos day, and you finally eat it by shalosh shudis. Is that when you actually eat it because of this yisoid? Hoyl v'sabe mitzvah chada nave mitzvah achriti. Okay, we'll stop here.